Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Oh, yeah, I hope y'all had a great last weekend. We sure did. I'm going to tell you what, yeah, we was out there. We had the Little Prince pretty much most of the end of the week and the weekend, and we even had him over Saturday night, so that's always a good time. We went out and visited with some friends, and friends came by and visited with us, and we had a good time there. And Little Prince got out there in the pool, had some fun, and you know, it's funny, we were going to take him to Kid Zone. The ride over, man, he was doing good. He was all ready to go and everything. The ride over, the kid passes out on me. So, well, there you go. He passed out on us. We went around and did errands trying to figure it out because I had to go back, you know, and it was like, nope. So he missed out on Kid Zone there. So what a bummer for that. And then he was awake and wild and ready to go. So we had him, you know. But, yeah, and then on Sunday, of course, we did our, Sunday Family Fun Day, and it was tacos all around. That's right. So having good times there. So hey, hope y'all got out. There was a bunch of things going on this weekend. There's music everywhere, and as you'll see, October is, it's just as filled up. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's it's an October Happy Halloween month. That's what it is. And you know what? Everything I'm going to say from the show right now is coming out of the insider of Southern Oregon. That by the time you get, you're hearing this show, it'll be out there on this newsstands, and it's good stuff this week. Or this month, we've got a cool Halloween issue. I got all kinds of neat Halloween articles in there and everything. So, in the proverbial words there, let's get on with the show. So, on the cover of the insider, we've got Run Away With Us to the Circus. It's the 14th annual haunted house going on, brought to you by the Chetco Pelican Players. It's at the warehouse at 16185 Highway 101 in Harbor, you know, right there by on Highway 101 South and Hoffelt Lane there. It's that big warehouse on the edge there. It's been going on there for quite a few years now, but it's $10 per ticket. And as they always say, it's not recommended for ages 10 or under. This is going on October 20th to the 22nd, and then October 27th to the 31st. It's open 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on weekends and on Halloween, and then 7 to 10 p.m. on weekdays and Sunday. That's the Run Away With Us to the Circus Haunted House. Oh, yeah, 14 years they've been doing that now. How cool is that? And then we got a couple other things going on here in town as well. Let me see. Actually, this is down in Crescent City, California. They're bringing a show called at the Oak Valley Casino called Single in the City. Actually, It's not a show. Elk Valley Casino is actually hosting their first Bachelor and Bachelorette auction to support freestyle competitive choir. So there you go. Yeah, they're going to be doing a little Singles in the City. Bachelor and Bachelorette's up there. You auction off, or the funds all go to the freestyle competitive cheer. Okay, so they got Eric Apperson's going to be the MC. So come have a few drinks with friends and enjoy the fun. They say they'll have a group of wonderful men and women who will be auctioned off along with a dinner for two. Okay, so this is going down. Let me see. Where's it at? The auction starts at 7. The VIP tickets are $20. This is happening on Saturday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at Elk Valley Casino. The Single in the City. All right, so a couple weeks that's happening. Hey, you know what? That's really funny because I've sat there and people have approached me several times to put like a single thing or something, you know, but I don't want to go there in the insider, you know, and it's like I don't really want to go there because it just turns into a big hassle and grabbing stuff because that's not what the paper's all about and everything. But yes, somebody, it's something that's needed around here. I guess eHarmony is not cutting it for everybody, so there you go. All right, so hey, the Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness presents Guitar for Veterans and Their Families. This is happening at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Building, 810 H Street in Crescent City. Let's see, join them for another round of free of charge guitar classes with Dale Morgan beginning October 10th. The course will run for 12 weeks on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Fireside Room of the VFW Hall. Call the office to register. You get 707-464-1336. Okay. So that's a Guitar for Veterans and the Families. And the Friends of the Unitarian Universalist, they sent me their schedule. They meet on the second and fourth Sundays at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank meeting room. Let's see, they got coming up on 10/8, coming weekend, they got Kayla Garcia will be the speaker on the topic, Inspirational People in Our World. Okay, so there you go. And if you want to have any questions, you can call Marcia Thibodeau at 707-245-6535. Okay, now we're going to get on with the music part of the show here, where you can find out some bands and some music going on. And at the 101 Bar and Grill on Thursdays, they got line dancing and ladies' night. On Wednesdays and Sundays, they got karaoke. And, of course, every Monday night's a steak special. And coming up on this weekend on the 7th, they got Fleetwood Mac will be there. So that's what's happening at the 101. And then on the 28th, they got a Halloween party going with a costume contest. So that's it at the 101. And then you got Catalyst Seafood. Let me see where they have the world's longest happy hour. Yes, right. Sunday, Thursday to 2, 6 p.m. You need to call for a musical lineup, but on the 7th coming up this Saturday, we got Frankie C. So that's at Catalyst Seafood. And then at Checo Brewing, where they got some going on all that time. On the 5th, they got Frankie C. On the 6th, they got Rat Brush. On the 7th, they got Long Goddard. On the 12th, they got Frankie C. On the 13th, Patty and Acuna. And on the 14th, Lon Goddard. So that's a couple weeks out at the Checo Brewing. Okay, and the Rivers End Sports Bar. Yeah, there's something going on every night of the week there. On Monday, they got free pool. Tuesday, it's Tamale Tuesday and karaoke. On Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. On Thursday, it's karaoke. On Friday, it's DJ night. And on Saturday, it's the People's Choice. And of course, Sunday, NFL action's going on right now. And several other sports, because like I say, it's a sports bar and they got lots of TVs. So that's what's happening at the River's Inn. And coming up, they do have a Halloween party going on the 27th at 8 p.m. That's River's Inn Sports Bar. And then Sebastian's Bar and Grill, we've got Gil Kirk at the keyboards, tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's Sebastian's Bar and Grill. And Vista Pub there, they got jazz on Thursdays. And then on the 13th, we've got Burning Guitars. On the 20th, we've got Frankie C. And on the 28th, we've got Noah Dirksen. And of course, all music starts at 7 p.m. at the Vista Pub. And in the Voodoo Lounge, Thursdays and Saturdays, they got karaoke from 6 to 10 p.m. And then if you're up in the Grants Pass area, you can get Laughing Clam on G Street. Has Music Fridays from 7 to 10, and on Saturdays, 6 to 9 p.m. And coming up on the 6th, they got Broadway Phil and the Shouters. On the 7th, Over the Moon. On the 13th, Jim Lesher and the Western Express. And on the 14th, Allison Skull and Victor Mattia. So that's what's happening there in the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass. And then we slide down to beautiful CC by the Sea, and we got the Inateca. We've got featuring on the 6th, Frankie C. and the Spence Bros. On the 13th, Windy and High Tide. And on the 20th, Disturbing the Peace. And that's what's happening at the Inateca. And sliding around the corner from there, you got Seaquake Brewing. And they've got on the 7th, Bob and Al. On the 14th, Steve Berg. And on the 21st, Frankie C. Yeah, there you go. So let me see. We got a couple individual musical lineups here, too. We got Steve Harrington on Wednesday and Fridays. He's at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8 p.m. Frankie C. is at Monday nights is at the Coon Tie. Let me see any other ones. Oh, yeah, and then on the 14th and the 28th, Night Moves, they'll be at the Coon Tie. That's where he gets up there with Troy Spence Jr. They have a little gig going on there. And then let me see. On the 31st, he's going to be at the Seaview Senior Care Happy Hour. Okay, so that's Frankie C. And then we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing. That's right. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Checo Activity Center from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. So that's Ray Cornell, the piano man. Okay, and they got that Checo Bar Fund benefit coming up with the Kingston Trio. And we talked about that last weekend, and that was my look too. All right, my producer John just looked over and went, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I said last week." I go, "These guys are looking really good for their age." I did some reading up on it this last week because I felt a little ignorant last week, but I'm going, "Man, I got to know what their health plan is." But no, what it is the one son, Nicholas Reynolds, one of the But anyways, yeah, I got on it. Okay, so back to where I was here. Interruption. So anyways, I found out that I got online and found out that it's Nicholas Reynolds, one of the original Kings and Tours trio. It's his son, a cousin, and a good friend that are doing it. So that's what's happening. And they're doing a Checo Bar Fire Fund benefit coming up on the 6th at 7 p.m. It's a 25 general admission, 45 reserved seats. You can call 541-247-4541. And you can pick up the tickets at New Wave Video and Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Books, McKay's Market. Let's see, the Event Center, Circle K at Port Orford, and Langlois Market. So they got these all over the place. And this is happening at the Event Center on the beach in Gold Beach. So that's October 6th, 7 p.m., the Kingston Trio. Yeah, reborn, I guess we call that one. The Pistol River Concert Series presents Jeff Scroggins and Colorado coming October 14th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Let's see, Jeff Scroggins and Colorado is a high-energy five-piece bluegrass band located in the western frontier state of Colorado. Okay, and so let me see, that's going to be happening on the 14th, 8 p.m., and you can get tickets at Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Books, and reservations can be made by calling 541-247-2848. That's the Pistol River Concert Series. I'm laughing because I feel like I'm like struggling through the show here. It's like funny as heck. I'm like going, what the heck? It's Monday all over again. It was a long weekend for sure. Okay, so Wear Purple Day is coming October 19th. This is in recognition of the Domestic Violence and Awareness Month. Let's see. This is a domestic violence sexual assault program, and thousands of people across the nation in wearing purple to raise awareness about the prevalence of domestic violence. Wear a purple outfit or incorporate a purple accessory, ties, hats, earrings, shoes, etc. Gather your coworkers, friends, family, and send your Wear Purple Day pictures to the, JOPEZ at Talawa.com, or post them to the Talawa D9 Nation Community and Family Services Facebook, Wear Purple Day event. So let's see. For more information, you can contact 707-487-9255, extension 1133. So there you go. Good little thing going on. Recognize the domestic violence and everything going on in the nation here. Okay, hey, we got the 26th annual Sea Cruise coming to Crescent City, California. It's a Sea Cruise Show and Shine. Okay, this is Monday morning, definitely. It's a Show and Shine, and they're making me say all these words. 10-6-17 at 4 to 6 p.m. View classic cars up close in downtown Crescent City. Friday, 4 to 6, down 3rd Street between G and K Streets. Okay, there you go. And let's see, join us. All right, yeah, the Knights of Columbus are doing their breakfast every second week, Sunday of the month. We do our breakfast there, and the hours have changed, and now it's 7:30 to 10:30. I wonder if I change this on here, but I got to change that. Yeah, great. Anyway, join us at the Star of the Sea Catholic Church, 7:30 to 10:30 for a great breakfast. Yours truly will be behind the scenes. They're serving it up right with the rest of the night. So that's what's happening this Sunday. All right, hey, they got a Cosmic Bingo going to be happening at the Elk Valley Casino, the Nightmare Before Cosmic. This is happening October 28th. There's a $20 buy-in. Doors open at 7 p.m. and games at 9 p.m. You can visit theelkvalleycasino.com for details. They got game shows, bingo games, costume contests, movie package giveaway, and a whole lot more. That's happening at Elk Valley Casino. That's right, this is a haunted month. All kinds of stuff going on. There should be parties everywhere, I'm going to tell you, with Halloween. So we got Suburban Showgirl, a one musical comedy, coming to Crescent Elk Auditorium. Let's see, that's on G Street in Crescent City. It's October 21st at 7:30 p.m. Denock presents this quartet at Crescent City Elk Auditorium. 7:30 p.m., the show is about life and how to live it. The show is for all ages. So there you go. It's 18 individual tickets are $18. General admission, 15 for seniors, 65 and older, and transitional aged youth, 18 to 25, $12, and $12 for students. So there you go. For more information, call 707-464-1336. Don't ask me what transitional aged means. That's a new one on me. I read it, and I went, what the heck am I reading? I love it. People come up with new stuff all the time. Okay, so that's time to get metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. That's right. Coming up Saturday, October 14th, they got Messages from the Masters at 6 p.m. And then on October 16th, that's a Monday, they got Messages from the Masters at 2 p.m. So if you're interested in signing up, you can call, Phyllis at 317-408-7970 or call up Gypsies or stop on by and get metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. All right. And they got Medicare. Starts at age 65. They got the Medicare 101 going on here Friday, October 13th at the Checo Activity Center. That's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can call 541-469-6822 for more information. So there you go. Yep, that's the number to reserve your spot now for Medicare 101 on the 13th. They've also got one going on, and I'll have info here in a minute on that, because there's one at the Checo Library as well that's happening, and I'll have to give you the right times on that as soon as I get to it. So I will do that, because this is just a Monday show, and it's acting like a Monday show all the way, folks. Here we go. Hey, the Brookings Harbor Community Theater presents Much Ado About Nothing. This is happening at the Checo Grange in Harbor. That's Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, by gosh. And that'll be performed on Fridays and Saturdays, October 6th and 7th at 7 p.m. are the next shows coming up. Let me see if you can get some. For more information, call 541-254-0286. That's right, for reservations and all that good stuff. So that's Much Ado About Nothing, the Brookings Harbor Community thing is bringing it on. Boy, they're bouncing all over the place. They got no home right now, and they're making it happen now. They're still doing productions. I love it. You gotta dig their persistence and get it going, because they'll have a home again one day. Somebody will find something for them. Did that one already? That was great. Yeah. How am I repeating? So if I'm repeating, does that mean I skip something? I hate this. Oh, this is killing me. Good morning, man. Really? This is terrible. Okay, man, I really need my paper in front of me. My gosh. Let's see. We got A Taste of Fermentation coming with Jennifer Burns Bright, Tuesday, October 10th at 6 p.m. This is going to be at the Checo Library at 405 Alder Street. It's October 10th. That's next weekend. Okay, let me see if I can get it in here. We'll give a hands-on description of how to prepare delicious, healthy preserved foods and drinks. Okay, so there you go. So let's see if we can do that right. So A Taste of Fermentation with Jennifer Burns Wright is happening at the Checo Library on Tuesday, October 10th at 6 p.m. She's going to teach you how to preserve foods and drinks in a healthy way. So there you go. That's happening at 6 p.m. at Checo Community Library. So A Taste of Fermentation. That's a heck of a name, I'll tell you. Hey, David's Haunted Manor is going to be happening. This is presented by the Friends of the Harbor down in Crescent City, October 20th, 22nd, and 27th to the 31st, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., they have small scares for kids 10 and under. 7 p.m., the big scares begin. So admission is $5 for under 12, $5 for under 12 and $10 for 12 plus. This is at 229 Citizen Dock Road. So that's David's Haunted Manor coming up. All right, well, hey, the Checo Activity Center's got the 30th anniversary going on, and they're doing these Thursday dinners and bingo. It started September 7th and is going through to November 16th. This is at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 550 Checo Lane. There's $10 dinner with a different menu every week. They have baked goods available for sale and bingo for fun and prizes. All right. So that's happening at 550 Checo Lane. For more information, you can call 541-469-6822. Fun at the Checo Activity Center. Oh, yes. People get wild. No, there's good times there. Okay. The October meeting of the Family Caregivers Support Group will be Monday, October 9th from 2 p.m. at 2 p.m. This is the Checo Activity Center. The speaker, Coastal Home Health and Hospice, will be guest speakers. Okay, the topic will be professional CNA tips and tricks. You can contact Mary Ellen Pitts Campbell at maryhelenpc@gmail.com or call at 541-251-0498. And then remember that the Checo Activity Center also offers respite care each Monday free Time Out For Me program. You can contact 541-469-6822 for more info on that. So, now I can get back to that Medicare 101 going on at the Checco Library. That's happening Thursday, October 12th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay, so there you go. I knew I was going to get to it eventually. The Community Shoe Bank, they have one left this year, one day left for the shoes. It's October 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. That's at the Brookings Elks Lodge lower level. Donations can be received at any time. Please make sure donations are in good condition, tied together or bagged and deposited in bins at lower level of the Elks. If you have any questions, you can contact Linda at 541-469-9850. All right. This guy's driving me nuts. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right. Well, hey, that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the little station that could and checking out the Insider Report. And, hey, when you're all done with this show, you know, you can stay tuned for all kinds of other great shows going on, including my magical musical history tour, which this week we're featuring Cajun music. Oh, yeah, guarantee wonderful show this week, folks. That's right. And then, of course, you can go to kciw.org for days and times on that and all the other shows that are going on. The little station that could. KCIWLP 100.7 FM on your radio dial. That's right. So, hey, until next week, this is Bruce Jambalaya Ellis signing off. Hey, keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Bam! All right. Perfect. Oh, Georgia. I know I got people in Georgia.